First of all, it's a multi-year guidance, and we tend, in the past, we've done year-by-year guidance. What our effort here was to give information to agencies so they could plan ahead and integrate this into their practices from all parts of their budgeting processes, but also their operations processes. There's some really, I think, some fantastic pieces in this. We reinforce and continue the use of the agency priority goals. Those were a fantastic tool that we found in the past for kickstarting this transition from a compliance oriented exercise to an exercise that is, in fact, a really strong tool that leaders can use, that people can use across the agency to figure out what's working so they can do more of it and what's not working so they can pause and say, wait a minute, let's drill down and figure out why this is not working and what we need to do to fix it. So we continue with the agency priority goals. At the same time, one of the questions people asked was, what are the agency priority goals? How do these fit with everything else? The guidance lays that out. It puts it in context. And it helps people think about how do we do this on a multi-year basis as well as a near-term basis. So the strength of the priority goals is that they focus people on implementation in the near term. But the reality of all of our jobs in the federal government is that we're really trying to think about long-term changes. So this gives it a whole context, and it also reinforces the need to talk about the goals, to do quarterly data-driven reviews. We call them stat meetings in some agencies, and other agencies call it a track meeting, but it is getting the leadership and the right people around the table to ask questions, or it's making phone calls to folks in the field and engaging them in discussions to say what's working, what's not, and how do we improve.
Let's talk about those high priority goals, because this is something that this administration, as soon as you guys got in the office, really have been pushing for it. And I think there's a mixed feeling of the impact on the high priority goals. You have some high priority goals, VA, HUD, I think it's a great example, that you can see the impact. They've been very out in front of saying, this is the change we're making. But on other high priority goals, the change either isn't as public or hasn't occurred as quickly. Do you get a sense that, yes, the high priority goals, everything takes time and things, you know, you can't move a battleship very quickly, but the impact is real?
There's no question that the impact is real. It's also a reality that it's a learning curve. It's happening in different places, at different ways, and at different speeds. So HUD and the VA were definitely out front fast with the VA homelessness goal, realizing how powerful a tool it could be for bringing people together from different organizations around the table to figure out how to reduce problems. We're seeing the same thing now at HHS with the goal to reduce hospital-acquired infections. Huge efforts there, and it's bringing everybody around the table and having the right kinds of conversations. People at HHS incredibly excited about it. Same thing going on at Interior, where they set really ambitious goals like increasing renewable energy that's permitted on Interior land, like bringing the Indian crime rate down. And it's getting people focused. It's bringing people together to ask the right questions. With the Indian crime rate, it's, you know, saying, wait a minute, we need help from the FBI, and then getting some of the tribal leaders over to the FBI for training. So we're seeing the goals do exactly what we had hoped they'd do. It's exciting to watch. And as you know, we've been trying to be an evidence-based government. And if you think about how we took our approach to how were we going to improve performance and how were we going to manage performance, we looked at past practice across the country, across the world, and we found this goal-focused, data-driven approach really drives change.
How do you at OMB oversee their progress that agencies are making? Because unlike other performance agendas where there was high-level goals that every agency was trying to meet, and they reported to OMB every quarter, every half year, everyone's goals are so different. Are you participating in the quarterly meetings? Are you getting monthly reports? How does your office ensure that agencies are making progress?
Agencies are providing to OMB their quarterly updates on how they're doing, the progress they're making, the problems they're encountering. And we will start providing that information to the public in the late fall for the priority goals. That's how we're going to phase in our reporting. And then we're having regular meetings. Right now we're in the midst of action planning meetings with agencies on all of their priority goals to make sure that we understand the strategies, even as they're beginning to implement them. and discussing with them whether we think we've got the right indicators, the right milestones. So there's a very aggressive OMB attention, but it's not one size fits all. We're adapting it to the situation with each agency, the information we need, and the agencies will report to us and the public quarterly basis on their priority goals in the future.
That information you said that will start being provided to the public in the fall, that will go through performance.gov?
That's correct, yes. Performance.gov right now has the list of all of the agency priority goals as well as the strategic goals and objectives. As I think you know, in February when the budget was published, we published the new set of agency priority goals, and we addressed an issue that people had raised to us in the past, which is they kept saying, how do the priority goals fit within the context of all of the other agency goals and objectives? And the priority goals, again, were a way of kickstarting an effort to get people to realize goals and measurement were tools for improving outcomes, for improving the productivity of our operations. They weren't just something that should be a paper exercise. So we got people to actually manage to those goals, but within performance.gov, we organized it. And this time around, we presented the agency priority goals in the context of agency strategic goals and objectives. The guidance we've just put out will continue that so that you start to see all of the agency goals in that context in the future.
On GPRA modernization, how does the A11 relate back to that? Obviously, the Modernization Act required agencies to set specific goals with specific outcome-based measures. Is that the relationship?
This is the implementation guidance for the GPRA Modernization Act. It goes through all of the requirements of the GPRA Modernization Act and tries to answer agency questions that we expect them to be asking to let them know what they need to do, but also where we have common needs, such as common data standards, et cetera. It begins to establish common definitions and things like that so that we can provide the public and Congress the coherent picture of what government is trying to accomplish, the strategies it's using, and how well it's working and where it's not working. What are we trying to do to fix it?